welcome to episode number 50 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am William.
Achievement unlocked, episode 50.
Wow. I was really kind of just hoping to, you know, get through that real quickly without doing something lame, but, you know, leave it to my co-host to, you know, prevent that from happening.
I'm the king of lame. What are you talking about?
But like I was saying, I'm William, known as PoeticSoul44, and I'm joined with my co-host Stuart,
known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And no Henry this week. It's just us two. We tried finding.
I will like to say Henry is not here because he is with his brother-in-law, who is on his way to Afghanistan this week.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
And I would like to give an early shout out to his brother-in-law, Don't Cross the Roads, on Xbox Live.
Okay. Wait, he's heading on his way to Afghanistan?
Either Afghanistan or Iraq, I forget. But he does listen to the show, so
okay.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to you. But I'm just kind of confused, because isn't Obama supposed to be talking, like, around now about, you know, pulling the troops from Afghanistan?
Well, he's heading over, so.
I know, that just seems kind of crazy, the fact that, I mean, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I don't know. I just think that's interesting, because I saw, like, Hulu tweet about, you know, watch Obama talk about his plans to bring troops back from Afghanistan, you know, bring Afghanistan, troops from Afghanistan home and all this and that. And I was like, damn, that's going to really, that's a major competition for our recording. I mean, the president talking. But we got some live listeners, so we want to thank you,
yeah.
Definitely, Deshane and Ace Black. Thanks for listening live instead of, I guess, listening to watching the president speak. And watch. Now that I told them, they're probably going to leave and go watch him speak. They probably didn't even know about it. But
I didn't know about it.
I saw a Hulu tweeted. That's the only way I knew about it. I guess we can jump into Duke Nukem Forever impressions. I guess I've been playing it, and you rented it from what was Redbox?
Redbox. My first Redbox rental. It was Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, so I was gonna do that through Redbox, but GameFly ended up sending it to me, even though it wasn't even on my queue.
I find that hilarious. I still do.
I kind of find that sucky because I wanted Child of Eden, but anyways, and that's not at Redbox, so that makes me mad. But anyways, so what do you think of Duke Nukem Forever, Stuart? I'm ready for the hate.
Now, before you say anything. Last episode, I got ripped a new one.
I ripped
about what
you
what
new
I said
one
about.
On the show, even.
Yeah,
you were like, well, that's
you weren't the only one.
That's enough for me. I don't need to play it. That's enough for me. Just watching it.
And because you guys were saying that, I said, you know what? I'll play it, and I'll probably end up not liking it anyway. And I was right. I don't like it anyway. Now, I admit I was a little harsh on it, but that still doesn't mean it was a good game. Or at least that I enjoyed the game, I should say.
Yeah. See, what I jumped into it, as it's not going to be game of the year. It's, you know, been working on for 12 years, so a lot of it's going to be outdated. And I do have a lot of problems with the game, but overall, it's not.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. But I mean, I guess that's a punishment for being bad at games. But I'm kidding. I'm not going to justify the load times. They're horrendous. Even when I played it straight up, you know, without installing it, load times were bad. I'm like, I wonder if installing will help it. I hope it does. Nope. It doesn't help the load times at all.
There was one part. It was like, this was in like the casino or whatever. Like I fell into one of the pits. So I got one insanely long load times. And then I came back, jumped over the pit, walked 3 feet, another load time, next level.
Yeah. And quickly to Shane, PC for the win, yeah, if you want to buy the game. But, you know, if you want to rent it, you can't. So that's where PC loses. You can't rent games for PC. So, and I expect him to retaliate somehow in the chat. But did you finish it at all?
No, I got past the casino. Like I guess you would call it the fourth level, because the casino's broken up into three parts, which.
Oh, you didn't get far at all.
In today's time, an entire casino should have been one level. Actually, the first four levels should have been one level. Because there just wasn't enough in it to justify a 20-second load time.
Yeah, so 20-second. Yeah, yours loaded a lot quicker than mine.
That was on a good... there was a couple ones that were, like, that was faster than the other seven, but, yeah. They were 2 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, I think I fell asleep one time waiting for it to load up. But
And when it's loading, it does automatically put you in the game. You gotta press A. So if you look away, you're not paying attention,
yeah,
you're stuck there forever.
Yeah, but I do kind of like some aspect to that, because I can just... get up and walk and go grab a drink, without having to pause. I know, hey, it's time to, I can take a break. I do like that aspect of it, but, I wish it would load faster and then you could press the button to continue. I just wish it would load faster, but I do like the fact that you have to press, one button to, continue on. But, yeah, you didn't get that far at all.
No,
it's a long game. I haven't even finished it, and I've put I don't know how many hours into it. But Deshane, quickly, have you? I'm assuming you finished the game. How long did it take you? Like, how many hours would you say Duke Nukem Forever is? Because I know I've seen Deshane like just defending it, and I think he really likes it.
I've heard 15 hours. Okay, close.
Yeah, 12 hours, but, and, three of those are loading times.
Yeah.
But,
4 to 5, oh. Okay, Duke Nukem is for those people who really liked Duke Nukem 3D. Now, that was, I was a little young back then, so I didn't really get into Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah, I never did play a Duke Nukem game before, because, I mean, back then I didn't really have a PC that could play any games. It was just, play it when I went over to a friend's house. I would play whatever they had, and it was Doom. They had Doom instead of Duke Nukem, but
there was also Duke Nukem 64.
Yeah, I never had a 64. Well, I had one, but I had one for a short amount of time. That's where I kind of started to fall out of gaming, but there really wasn't much for the 64 that I liked, but that's kind of beside the point.
So what did you think of the shooting in Duke Nukem?
It wasn't fantastic, but I do like some of the weapons. I really do. I think some of the weapons are pretty cool. I can't think of the names of the guns, but they're like the one gun that shoots like three like energy beams or whatever, and it automatically like hits the targets. I thought that was awesome. I enjoyed picking those up, and I do like the fact that you could throw the pipe bombs and then detonate them with like a remote clicker, like a car clicker. I thought that was kind of funny. And I'm kind of upset that Henry isn't here, because Duke says one of my he said something that just made me just bust out laughing, and I had to pause the game because I was just laughing so hard. Basically, one of the AI guys say, we got your power armor, and Duke's like,
oh, yeah,
power armor's for pussies, and it's the Master Chief armor.
Yeah, I didn't make it that far.
That was just hilarious, and I was really hoping to hear whether or not he'd think that was whether he would be pissed at that or find that funny.
What I really like about it is the guy's reaction to what Duke says. He's like he's not like, you know, like everyone else, like, all right, Duke, yeah, let's go get it. And he's like, oh, okay. Like he just doesn't know what to say, and
yeah,
like, okay, Duke.
But
here's a gun anyway.
I do think they did some stuff clever with it, like when you shrink and get real tiny. I mean, the voice
goes up.
Yeah, well, that not just that. I mean, the whole, like, you know, some of the stuff you have to do with it when you're tiny, like you drive the little kid's car through stuff, mm-hmm. through one level, and then when you get you know, normal size, you go back through the same parts, and it's like it seems totally different, so much easier because you're a lot bigger. I think that was that, like, you know, you're driving through the casino and then you get bigger, uh-huh. and you know, you're going back through there, and it just seems so much easier, and so, you know, I don't know, I thought that was pretty cool moment with that. There's a lot of jokes that I thought were pretty funny. I mean, I gotta say, I know that this isn't Game of the Year. I've said that on, like, Twitter, and I've said it to other people, and I didn't expect it to be, like, a Game of the Year. I think, I think Deshane said it's the game of two decades. Yeah, I quickly wanted to plug his little joke, but it's a fun game, and I'm glad Gearbox, you know, brought it out at least, because I don't think they said they were going to bring a Duke Nuke. I don't think they said they were going to release a great game. I've heard on another podcast, they never said that. They said they were just going to bring it, you know, finally release Duke. So, I mean, it is old. It is kind of, it has that old, outdated feel to it. I mean, it seems like an Xbox game, honestly. I mean, that when I first put it in and I saw the graphics, I thought, this kind of looks like Xbox graphics. But after a while, I got used to it, and, you know, thank God it got achievements, because that's one of the big things that's been keeping me going, is some of the stuff you get a lot of achievements from it. You really do.
Did you play the pinball machine?
I did, and I didn't know there was an achievement tied to that, so I'm going to have to go back and play that again, but I did get...
When I was playing it, I got, I think, a line that kind of sums up the game. The ball kind of fell through, and Duke said, "I've got balls of fail." Yeah, I agree.
Okay. You just, I don't know. I think people are just ripping it too hard for what it is. I mean, if you judge it from what it is.
Okay, here's how I think they could have saved it. If they said, you know, we acquired the Duke Nukem stuff, we're going to finish what has already been done, release that at not a $60 price, but a lower price, and then we're going to give what Duke Nukem, a Duke Nukem for today's time, which they are going to do that anyway. But they should have said that kind of up front, and maybe I would have given them a pass. Actually, no. Gearbox didn't say they're going to do a Nuke game. Take Two did.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Gearbox doing a Duke Nukem game from the ground up, that could be something really good.
I think they should have said that, you know, we're going to do this anyway, but and they shouldn't release Duke Nukem Forever at a lower price.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gearbox does own the IP, but Take-Two owns Gearbox. But Gearbox was not the one who said, we're making a Duke game. Take-Two was.
Do they own Take-Two, or are they partnered with Take-Two?
Yeah.
Because Gearbox is doing the...
Something.
It's doing that Ubisoft, doing something for Ubisoft. Yeah, they're independent, like Deshane says. So, yeah, they just work with Take-Two. Ubisoft game. They do the Brothers in Arms stuff with Ubisoft, so, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just quoting what I've heard, what I've read, like, in, like, 5 articles. Take-Two said, we are making a Duke Nukem game.
Okay.
I'm not saying Gearbox did not even say it. Take-Two did.
Well, I think they will, because it just, I mean, why would they buy the IP? Why would they buy it and all that if they didn't want to, you know, if they didn't want to make their own? I hope they do, because I love Gearbox. Gearbox is awesome. And I'll be probably talking about Gearbox more later on, so, especially when the Geek Question of the Week comes around, but, yeah, I would give it probably 3 out of 5, you know, 6 out of 10 so far. I mean, it's got a lot of rough parts to it, but, you know, I wouldn't say it's, you know, a completely horrible game. I think for what it is, for how long it's taken and when it actually started and all the problems it's had, I say it's a fun game to at least rent, you know, and sit down and play it. But, you know,
it's a rent for a day or two, not a Gamefly, you know, waiting 3 days to get a Gamefly disc and then creating you have it and then send it back like a month later. It's not worth that.
Oh yeah, your Gamefly is like slow and like super busy though. Isn't yours the one in Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's in Pennsylvania. That's the closest one.
Yeah, I've heard many people complain about that one. Mine only takes like 2 days, so that's not too bad. I mean, they ship it Monday, and I get it on Wednesday, so I get it the day after it releases. So it's not too bad considering. But
yeah, I just got an email today saying that they shipped Final Fantasy 13, so I should have it maybe by Monday.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to hear that.
I'm looking forward to playing Final Fantasy 13.
Okay, you do know that demo is 20 something hours, right?
So.
Okay, I look forward to hearing.
If you're playing the game, I don't understand what the problem is.
I look forward to hearing your impressions, because I've stated mine and I did not like it whatsoever. But anyways, yeah, I guess Stuart hated Duke Nukem, and I like it for what it is. I mean, like I said, no game of the year by far, but I mean, I don't think they intended for it to be a game of the year. Honestly, they were just trying to get it out, so you know they can see what it does and do what they want.
But at a $60 price, I think that's what's really hurting the game. If it wasn't at $60, I think the actual scores would have been higher.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not buying it, so I can't really, you know, I wasn't planning on buying it anyways. I wasn't even planning on renting it. I did plan on renting it a long time ago, and then I took it out of my queue because I thought, you know, Child of Eden's coming out. I want to play that over Duke Nukem, but I'm kind of glad I got it from Gamefly because I'm having fun with it. I guess next we can talk about the new Call of Duty map pack, which it's kind of old news now because, we've had to postpone the show a couple, you know, like twice already. But it's coming out with, you know, four multiplayer maps and, a new zombie map. And I can't think of what the names are. I'm looking it up right now, but, for my first impressions from the trailer, you've seen the trailer, haven't you, Stuart? I'm hoping you have. Yeah. Those maps look like amazing. I mean, they look better than anything I've seen in Call of Duty. Is that just me or?
Yeah. No, I mean, a couple guys at work, we were talking about this, and yeah, we were saying these maps look really good. I might break out Black Ops again and play it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like something that should be as far as the quality, the enhanced quality, it looks like something you'd expect from Modern Warfare 3 as far as the quality, you know, going up from Black Ops to, you know, the next game. It's amazing what they can do with the DLC. Mm-hmm. And the one I'm looking forward to the most, it's called Drivin', and it's supposed to be, because they even say in like the trailer, it's either the trailer or another video on Xbox Live. I can't remember. They've had a few different ones, but they talk about Nuketown as one of their, you know, fan favorite maps. I mean, they even every now and then they have Nuketown 24/7, where, you know, you can, it's Nuketown for everything. It's a mode you can choose, which they had it recently for their double XP weekend. And I really like Nuketown, and the drive-in, mm-hmm. the drive-in looks really cool. I mean, there's just certain modes where the bigger maps just are just not good for, you know, not good to play, like free for all. You don't want to play free for all in a huge map.
Right.
But definitely drive-in looks like my favorite out of the multiplayers. There's Hangar 18, which, it's like a Area 51 type vibe to it.
Yeah, kinda.
I mean it was originally a canceled map named Area 51. Actually, little fun fact there. What else? Drive-in silo. Don't they have one that's kind of silo-like? I don't know. I thought there was another map that had a silo-type stuff
to it. I'm forgetting what silo looks like right now.
Well, what is it? I think a Russian silo factory. That's what the map is. It's like they're creating the missiles and stuff like that.
No, there's nothing like that right now.
Okay. Then there's Hazard.
I'm looking forward to that one. As a golfer, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that looks really cool, and I'm definitely looking forward to pulling out my sniper rifle and having some fun with that one, because they talk about in the trailer that a big part of that's going to be for the snipers who like to snipe. And there, you know, can't be a map pack without the new zombie map, which in the last one you saved the original, you were, you know, the celebrities, and you saved the original survivors,
mm-hmm.
and you sent them to like paradise or whatever, and this is where you sent them, Shangri-La.
How nice of you.
Oh, nice. Which it was kind of, what was really cool is you could hear, like, when you sent them away, you know, when you rescued them or whatever, you could hear like an elephant. You could hear like an elephant, and there were all these rumors and speculations that the next one zombie map would be some kind of jungle like area, and you know it kind of is. What really looked cool is it has a big Indiana Jones vibe to it. I mean, it looks like there's, you know, booby traps and stuff like that going on,
mm-hmm.
which has me kind of, you know, excited. I'm definitely going to play it. But, you know, I've recently been jumping into the multiplayer a lot and, you know, stepping away from the zombie stuff, strangely enough. So I'm looking forward to all these maps. And, you know, $15 is a lot, but I'm glad they're bringing 4 multiplayers and the zombie map. Because it seems like that, you know, that kind of is worth it. Because, you know, the zombie lovers, they'll say, you know, they'll be the first ones to say that the zombie maps are worth the $15 alone. And I'm just glad they're giving us 4.
Coming from one of those people.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just glad they're giving 4 maps instead of 3. Wasn't the first map pack only 3 multiplayer maps? I could be wrong, but
I want to say yes.
Yeah, First Strike. I can't remember whether it was only 3, but I want to say it was only 3 multiplayer maps, and then the zombie map. Let me look. Berlin Wall, Discovery, Kowloon. Nope, it was 4. I was wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, But definitely glad they're making it actually worth the price of $15 instead of, you know, just sticking with $15 since that's the Call of Duty way. And like I said before, the graphic, it just looks so much better. But anyways, I guess, you know, jump off of Modern Warfare to Battlefield 3. I guess that makes sense somehow.
Shooter, and I actually dropped playing Call of Duty to play Battlefield, so there you go.
Okay. Well, you really weren't playing too much Call of Duty anyways, were you?
when you were not playing the multiplayer, I was. And then when you started, I started playing Battlefield, so...
So, yeah.
So we're never playing the correct game.
Never playing the
same time. Game.
Yeah. But I guess it's going to run 30 frames per second at 720p for the consoles.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people like, oh, that means the PC is so much better. No, it doesn't. It just means that you guys are just going to get a faster frame rate. But honestly, I don't notice much of a difference between a game that runs at 30 and a game that runs at 60, unless I'm looking at them side by side.
Yeah,
and even then, I have to really look.
I think the big thing is, like, you know, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be 1080p.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And there is a difference.
Yeah, do you really notice a difference much between 720 and 1080?
There is a difference between 720 and 1080.
There's also a difference between 30 frames and 60 frames, but it's not a noticeable difference that is really going to impact your gameplay.
I guess. I don't know. I just think a lot of people are thinking, you know, Battlefield 3 is supposed to be the end-all, be-all, you know. A lot of people are like, screw Call of Duty, it's Battlefield 3, you know, mentality of it.
I'm not playing Call of Duty because I'm getting Battlefield, so.
Yeah, I'm going to probably end up getting Call of Duty. I know I said I wasn't going to get Black Ops, and then I got suckered into it by, you know, the community, so.
But there's no zombie mode.
No, but there is
But there is a horde mode.
There is a horde mode. There is a horde type mode, but you know, I just like the multiplayer better because it's not, you know, I can just jump into it with one other buddy and have fun with it versus Battlefield where it feels like you have to have like a whole team to really, you know, have fun with it. That's just the way I feel about it. I mean, I'm not saying it's a horrible game.
But when you get that team, and, you know, you're running across the field, and you see in the distance two little dots running over a hill, then a helicopter comes rising up above it, starts shooting down. Oh, that's you. Oh, that's an awesome feeling.
Okay. But I'm not going to bash on it and say it's horrible, and, like, you know, some people would around our community, but it's just not for me, really. I might rent it. I might rent it and see if it's different from Battlefield Bad Company 2, because I know they're not the same game. I know people don't send me messages, you know, hate messages saying they're not the same game, all this and that. And I know they're not the same game. I do know this, but...
Well, it is a Battlefield game. I mean, it's the same as this, like, Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3. It's not the same, but it still is at the same time.
So. Yeah, but I'll definitely rent it and play it for 2 days until the EA pass, you know, expires, or the EA trial expires, and I can't play it anymore because they do the Project $10, which I really hate. And I don't really buy games that do that, honestly. I think the only game I bought was, I think Bulletstorm did that, I want to say. If it didn't, you know. If I'm mistaken, then I'm mistaken, but I think that's the only game I really bought that had the Project $10, whatever.
Because
I don't really do sports, and so. But, next, I guess, what's this? 360 to have extra feature? Well, I'm confused. I look at this, and.
Okay, it's
it doesn't seem like.
Battlefield 3 Xbox 360. and you know, just kind of like the Gears and the Halo, it's gonna have special sounds. And I think this is only a rumor right now. I don't know if this is confirmed.
But it's a 360. That's not what the link shows.
What? The link is really confusing.
Yeah, I'm like, what? and I'm gonna just, you know, throw Henry under the bus and say he provided the link for this, and the link is just it's kind of horrible, honestly. I'm not gonna say
he kind of provided three broken links, and then
yeah, a couple broken links, and then the ones that did work, they didn't provide too much info. But so it's gonna be like its own Xbox Battlefield 3 360 like hardware.
I think, I don't know, I'm reading this again. I don't know, it's special lighting system just for the Xbox 360. I don't know what that means.
That's
all it says.
I don't know either. It's a shame Henry couldn't join us to clarify. Obviously he was obviously he was excited about this, and we have no idea what the hell to you know, what it is. I mean, I can't understand what it means, but G Money, I'm getting the Gears 3 Xbox, and I'm putting money down now, and I'm paying little by little until it comes out. That's the way to do it. So, you know, don't pay $400 all at once. Just pay, like, you know, put $20 a week or whatever down, and by the time you by the time it comes out, you got it paid for, and you haven't really suffered much, because that Gears 3 Xbox is amazing. I mean,
that's what I did with the original Xbox 360 at launch. You know, I reserved it like a year in advance, and then I paid little by little on it, and I ended up getting it.
Yeah, but
I didn't pay anything when I walked up.
But that 360, I knew they were gonna make one before they, like a year before they even announced it, and I just kept saying I'm not getting a Slim, I'm waiting for that one. Because I knew, you know, when they not announced the Halo 3 special Halo, the Reach 360, I was like, man, I want one that does like the chainsaw noise when you. But sadly, it won't do the chainsaw noise, but it will do some Gears noise. I can't remember what, but
yeah, I have actually yet to hear one of the special 360. I've yet to hear the sounds on them.
Yeah, but
isn't it like a special sound when you press the power button, and then a special sound when you press the eject button?
Yeah.
Like I said, the ba-dink that you get right now.
Yeah. The Halo does like Halo noises. I don't know which Halo noises it does. You'd have to ask Henry. I think it does that when it turns on. I think it does that. I just didn't know what the hell that was called, and I didn't want to sing it badly like you did. You're very welcome. You did a great job singing it badly. Backhanded compliment.
I do best.
But
lame sound effects and crappy singing, that's me.
But the fact that it comes with a 320 gig hard drive, you know, and you know, it's not just, you know, like the Final Fantasy Xbox where it's got a little bit of, you know, the Final Fantasy name on it, it's fully, you know, fully decked out Gears, and it comes with two controllers. That's just awesome. That
and they're the special spinny D-pad.
Yeah, the transforming D-pad, and they're all decked out with Gears, like the whole thing, red and black, which are my two favorite colors. So, yay for me. But yeah, that's definitely the way I'm doing it. Is I'm putting money down and little and little at a time till it comes out. And then happy birthday to me, because it comes out 3 days after my birthday. So I'll begin myself. At the end of it, I'll have a present for myself that's going to be awesome. But anyways, see, we got tangent.
My birthday is in November. So I've got a whole lot of birthday presents for me.
Oh, you got like a war zone going on around your birthday. But yeah, we got a tangent and do these and talk nonsense and stuff like that, because the show would be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes long if we didn't. we really don't have much.
This one we have to talk about filler.
Yeah, we just have to ramble on about stuff. But you know, the Gears Xbox, I think we talked about it a little bit previously, but mm-hmm. I'm just really excited about it. I really am, because I've been wanting to get a Slim, but I've been just waiting and waiting till the announcement of the Gears or for Gears to come out, and then there not be an announcement. Either way, you know. But anyways, I guess what I recommend now.
Mm-hmm.
And this was
this one your was week. Mine.
Good yes. thing it was your week, since Henry's not here. I'm just kidding, Henry. He probably doesn't listen anyway, so. go ahead.
I picked a documentary called Comic Books Unbound. And this kind of talks about
the comic Star Wars books that are Inside.
Turning... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that means it's
Star Wars Inside Comic Books Unbound.
Yeah.
And it's talking about the comic books that are turning into movies, which there are a lot this year.
Yeah, there are a lot this year, a lot next year. There have been a lot recently. I mean,
yeah,
they're just taking over. And this has really talked about the history of it,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I really enjoyed. I mean, it started with, what, the 50s?
Yeah.
Like the little movie snippets, you know, before the main features. Short. Yeah, a little short before the main feature movie,
uh-huh.
which I didn't know they had. That was honestly news to me. I didn't know they had, you know, Superman or live action shorts before movies back in the 40s, because that was like, you know, 50 years or 40 something years before I was even born. So, but that was interesting, and I enjoyed seeing the evolution of it, and I find it funny that some of the stuff they mentioned, they didn't really mention how some of it really sucked. They just mentioned it came out, it had sold well, then they kind of skipped on the, you know, it was a timeless, you know, it was awesome, and the quality was great. They just said, oh yeah, and then this came out, and then it sold a lot.
They did say Richard Pryor ruined Superman.
That was like the only one they said, yeah. But I mean, they talked about the Batman in the 90s, you know, with Jim Carrey and Arnold and all those, you know, all the just the horrible Batman.
They really did sell well.
Yeah, but they skipped over that though. I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, yeah, and then these came out and they sold really well, and then, you know, 10 years later, well, that's, they came out with Batman kind of, Begins, and
yeah,
it was crazy. But definitely interesting. I was surprised to see that it wasn't just, you know, it was that some of the actors who worked on some of the comic book movies, you know, that they were talking about it, like what, Selma Blair and Ron Perlman from.
Mm-hmm.
From Hellboy, and
which right afterwards I watched Hellboy because it's on Instant Watch.
Yeah, I need to watch Hellboy again. I want a Hellboy 3. What's his name? Gil del Toro. I can't ever say his name.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, isn't he working on like The Hobbit or something?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's working on right now.
He needs to stop that and do a Hellboy 3. I want a Hellboy 3. But
no, he can finish The Hobbit first. He can go ahead and finish The Hobbit first.
Yeah, I guess. It's just been a long time since Hellboy 2 came out. But
I haven't seen Hellboy 2.
Oh, you need to get on that. But yeah, definitely watching some of those, watching that made me think, oh, I need to watch that again, like The Dark Knight, and then watching some like the, you know, like
Dark
I said,
Dark Knight just came in Netflix today. I was like, yay.
Tell me you've seen that before.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I wanted to see it again. And for some reason, my Walmart does not carry the Dark Knight on Blu-ray.
Oh, so you got it on Blu-ray.
Yes.
It looks amazing in Blu-ray. It truly does.
I can't wait to watch it.
But that made me want to seeing that made me want to go back and watch The Dark Knight, which I bought the special collector's edition with the little bat pod, which pissed me off because the bat pod was cheap, plasticky, and not as cool as I thought it was, and it doesn't even come off the case, so you can't play with it.
Did you hear about the Superman special feature, special edition that's out or coming out?
What Superman thing? No,
it's the Superman anthology. It's got, Superman, the original Superman, Superman Extended Edition, Superman 2, Superman 2, the Director's Cut, Superman 3, Superman 4, and Superman Returns, and then a bonus disc.
Huh. How much? $200?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't looked at the price.
Spend $200 to buy a really good, Superman, the original, the good movie, and then a bunch of other crappy movies.
I thought that Superman Returns wasn't bad.
I don't know. I have a problem with. I just didn't like that one. That's the newest one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Superman just seemed like, I don't know, a deadbeat dad.
Stalker.
Yeah, stalker. Crazy. I don't know. But anyways, definitely interesting, and I was kind of surprised to see they were talking about manga towards the end.
Yeah, because they were kind of predicting that's going to be the next big thing. You know, comic book movies reach its peak, it's going to go into manga.
I don't see that happening because. A lot of manga is just not, our America's not ready for live action mangas. Some of that stuff is just, oh god.
I was mad that I missed that discussion, because I kind of liked the campiness of the live action manga live action anime or whatever.
Well, it's like I said, it was like a complete translation from, an anime into a live action movie. It was like what you would actually think of it being, and not, like a complete, translation, not just like, changing certain things because it's live action. They were just trying to make it, a true live action anime, and it really just didn't appeal to me. It seemed too goofy, live action too goofy, but,
That's what I liked about it, was the goofy.
And you didn't like Duke Nukem?
No, because it was a different kind of goofy. Because I was in sixth grade playing Duke Nukem.
If you say so. I just don't see how you can like one goofy, campy thing and then hate another with a passion. I don't know, but, this one's it was under an hour, right? Comic Books Unbound,
something like that.
I think it was like 50 something minutes, I want to say. Netflix, of course. All of our stuff is either on Netflix, Instant Watch, or Hulu, and we really haven't done anything from Hulu in like a long time.
One thing.
Only one thing.
I think this entire since we've had this segment, we've done one thing from Hulu.
I don't know. It seems like most of the stuff on Hulu is on Netflix, too, except, like, the new stuff, the new episodes of certain television shows. But yeah, as far as, like, movies, it seems like they have almost the same stuff. So definitely got me. Actually, I did notice they had that, what was it, what was that cat they were talking about? Flicks the Cat?
Oh, yeah. That was kind of weird.
Yeah,
was that a comic?
I don't know, but I think that's on. I think I saw that on Instant Watch somewhere. Fritz the Cat. There we go. Yeah, it's on Instant Watch.
If you want to watch Animated Cats, Foreign Edition, go for it.
I don't know. It looked disturbingly interesting.
I just think it looked plain old disturbing.
Yeah, but I don't know. Content is appropriate only for an adult audience. Can be based on violence, sex, drug abuse, and other elements that parents would consider too strong and therefore off limits for viewing by their children. There we go. Netflix print is too tiny. But yeah, definitely.
I really like, while we're talking about this, in the chat, Sesame Street was mentioned.
Well, how is Sesame Street mentioned? Let me go back. Oh, Sesame Street was added to Amazon. Yeah. I wish I had the Amazon stuff, because there's lots of good stuff on there. Like, they have a lot of old classic Doctor Who stuff. Like, a lot. And I've been getting into the classic stuff. I've watched a bunch of the Tom Bakers and some pretty good stuff. I really liked it. I got the Genesis of the Daleks from Netflix, and that was very interesting.
I've seen a couple parts of that one.
I'd recommend checking that out.
Two parts,
because it definitely explains a lot about where the Daleks came from and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely explains who the creator of their Daleks was, because seeing him that one time on the newer Doctor Who's, I was like, okay, who is he? Is he supposed to be anybody?
I knew he was important. Davros, they mentioned he's the creator, and I kind of had a feeling he was in past episodes, but
yeah, he's in Genesis of the Daleks. The old classic Doctor Who's are some really good stuff if you can get past the special effects, or the lack of special effects. Because not only was it,
the kitchen appliances painted silver.
Well, they still have that on the Daleks now. Which we haven't...
The whisk and the plunger.
We haven't seen a Dalek yet this season. That has me...
And we won't.
Oh, we won't?
No.
Has that been announced?
That was announced maybe about... Around the fourth episode.
Oh, then what the hell is the point of bringing the Mighty Morphin Dalek Rangers out then?
To put them in the Pandorica
opened. Yeah, I guess that seems
Pandora's box to put them in it.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to save most of Doctor Who stuff for our episode we're gonna do soon, which I need to figure out the schedule for that, when we're going to do that. I really want to do one for the first half of the season. But, yeah. Stars Inside, Comic Books Unbound. Give it a watch on Netflix, less than an hour. So, interesting stuff that, you may have known or you may not have known. And I do like the fact when they were talking about, Spider-Man's number one selling of all time of comic books, and this came out like right before The Dark Knight launched, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of laughing at that.
So what is the Open Forum Radio Network? It's a colorful cast of characters who won't waste your time and give you a laugh or two. Want to talk about what you want? Try Open Forum Radio. Sit in on a debate of the hot issues? Listen up for Prove Your Point. The 40cast is the best way to extend the weekend into Monday. How about getting to know all things geek and geek news? Geeks FTW and We Are Geeks have you covered. Love good music and casual games? Zabari Section Z takes care of business. The Angry Mailman Podcast and Who Am I Radio discuss the funny and deeper sides of life, while Truthfully Geeking breaks down gaming and tech news as only they can. Want to get to know the community better and get quickly caught up on news? WOFR brings you lag-free, Know Your Gamers, as well as the roundtable discussion of Guide Buttons, all while Chicago Sports Weekend Update breaks down all that is Chicago sports, the good and the very, very bad. If you're a gamer, there's no better place to be than Open Forum Radio, a fresh breeze in podcasting. Let's get it.
Hey Hey, hey, it's Zabari, host of the Section Z Cast, Two Passions, One Mic. After you're done playing your AAA titles, let me tell you about some cool games on a downloadable scene, all the while playing music you may not have heard, from 60s all the way up to now, covering all genres. The best place to find me is sectionzcast.podbean.com. Later.
I guess it's time for Geek Question of the Week.
Yes. And I've got to find the exact wording, because I don't have it in the show notes. Okay. What two franchises would be really cool if you smash them to get together? Now, that's not, you know, before we've had, you know, what character would be good in another franchise. Now, this is what would happen if you just smash two franchises together and create one awesomeness. One just big old ball of awesome.
Okay. What was your answer besides the example you gave? Unless that's the only one you had.
Jedi's Creed, there's a picture to go with it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
I would really like to see my mind just went blank. You know, you go first. I'll try to think of mine again.
I don't know. Borderlands of War, World of Borderlands, Borderlands and World of Warcraft. I don't know. Something Borderlands.
Something Borderlands.
I just really want an MMO of Borderlands. That's all I want. You know, add new content, you know, let me keep paying and I'll do it. I will. And I know there's tons of people like me who would. But, I don't know. Left 4 Dead and Far Cry. Oh, wait, that's Dead Island. I don't know. That's interesting. I really don't know. I honestly couldn't think of anything, you know, crazy. I'm trying to think of some crazy stuff, but it seems like a lot of the big time stuff is just, you know, too different from other stuff to really mesh together.
Dragon Ball Z and Mass Effect. How's that for crazy?
I can't picture it. I don't know. I just don't know if a Dragon Ball Z game, I think they should just stop with it, because, you know, the series is, they've already done the series and they've shown it, released all of the series, and, you know, we all know the story. We've known the story for years and years and years, and the games just, you know, unless they're going to come out with new story and something completely different, I don't think they need to put out another Dragon Ball game or Dragon Ball Z.
I wasn't talking about the game. I was talking about the TV show, because I never said anything about game franchises. That's what everybody keeps going to, but I just said franchise. That could be a movie, comic book.
Well, how do you mean, like, the TV series? How do you mean, like, those two merge?
An RPG, Dragon Ball.
That's game. When you say RPG,
don't ask me to explain it. I just said two cool things. I put them together.
Okay. But I think we got some ones in the chat. Dexter.
Yeah, first, I will read.
I'm sorry. That was just too funny for me to. I just kind of blurted that out unintentionally. But go ahead.
First, I'll read the Twitter response, and then we'll do the chat. Nemesis Prime 117 said, "Doctor Who in Star Wars, the Doctor with a screw saber versus Vader."
A screw saber just sounds dirty. Oh God, G Money, you're just. We'll get to you later.
I like that one. I really do. I like that one. Oh, and the people listening to the recording have no idea. G Money said, "Veronica Mars and Glee."
I like Veronica Mars, but I don't like Glee. I don't know. So Glee just, the idea of Glee just annoys me. Just what it's become. I mean, you know, I probably would have liked it if it people hadn't just, you know, if I don't know. The concept of it seemed interesting, but it just seems ridiculous after the couple stuff I've seen of it. But anyways, is that the only Twitter response we have?
Yeah, it was, sadly.
Okay, now we got tons and tons.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch in the chat, so
whether they're serious or they're, you know, crazy.
None of these are serious. CSI Doctor Who. I like that one. I would watch it.
Yeah.
But what Who song would go with that?
What else do we got? Veronica Mars, yeah. Vampire,
LA Noir, Mass Effect. And Heavy Rain, La Rain.
Vampire, the Mass Effect. Shepard gets bitten and has to defend Earth as a vampire. That's from Duchaine. Wow.
Awake in the Rain. Alan Wake in Heavy Rain.
That could be... That's not a bad idea. Heavy Rain was... I really found that boring and couldn't even get through it, but I loved Alan Wake. Alan Wake was just amazing. And I keep wanting to pick it back up to play the DLC. Because I really enjoyed Alan Wake. But anyways, I guess that's it. Not much response. Unless there's any more. Nope. Okay.
I don't know what Duchaine's last one is. Okay, I like that one. G-Money's last one. Firefly and Mass Effect.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I want to play a Firefly game.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I still want to play the Buffy games. I know they have those on Xbox. Buffy games? Yeah, they released like a couple on Xbox, and they had the cast do the voices of them for them even. I've just never gotten around to finding a copy on eBay or whatever. But, I don't know.
Duchaine, I'm not going to read Duke of War. There, how's that?
First Buffy was good, second sucked. Okay, then I should just try to find the first game then. But I guess, I don't know. I can't think of anything. I was just trying to think of something really awesome, but I like Doctor Who the way it kind of is, and I like, you know, I don't like Firefly the way it is, only being one season, but, you know, I like it being its own thing, but...
Firefly and Stargate with all the seasons. Just take out the Stargate part and give Firefly the 10 seasons.
Oh, no, do that with Doctor Who. Give Firefly how many seasons of Doctor Who? How many seasons are there from Doctor Who? Like
30 years?
You know, they're coming up on their 50th. 2013 will be their 50th year.
Okay, so I was my math is bad.
Not they haven't been doing Doctor Who for 50 years straight, but you know, 50th anniversary coming up, which should be really awesome because everyone's expecting them to do something crazy for the special, like they did the five Doctors for the, I think it was the 25th or something like that. 30th, something like that.
They should have the three Dot Doctors. Chris, David, and Matt. How awesome would that be?
That would be pretty cool. Whatever they do, I hope they don't have the stupid doctor from the American Doctor Who movie. Because I saw that, and I saw that movie recently, and it was bad.
You did?
Yeah. it was. I was expecting it to be bad. I just wanted to see how bad it was. And it was bad. Eric Roberts...
The Master is not a lizard. The Master is not a lizard.
Yeah. And Eric Roberts as the Master was really bad. Really. But anyways...
He was the first one without the beard, though.
Yeah. That was pretty... Yeah.
That's the only good thing I can say about him. First one without the beard.
I don't know. I think one of the masters I saw looked pretty interesting with the beard. I don't know. I think beards are cool.
John Sims would not look good with a beard.
Yeah, I don't think so. But anyways, I guess that's it. Unless you got anything else.
No.
It's been a super short show, and once I get done editing, it'll be even shorter.
Yeah.
And everyone's leaving now because Anyways.
Show's over.
Yeah, show's over. But we got shout-outs, and first we got, you know, don't forget, guys, we got the not only the Android app, which you can listen to all the episodes and bonus content that's exclusive to the Android app, and our iPhone app, which can be found and purchased in the podcast box app on iTunes or iOS or Apple's App Store or whatever you want to call it. There's so many different ways.
You got to go through an app to buy our app.
It's worth it. It's their stupid policy. Apple's stupid policy, and this is a workaround. This is a loophole. Yeah. So, you know, stick it, Apple. Stick it where the sun don't shine. We got an app. Anyways. And I know there are people who said they'd buy the app if it was on iTunes or for the iPhone, and now we have one, so go out and buy it.
And we're number two, so thank you for whoever has bought it so far.
Which, as far as I know, is me.
And me.
So we at least have two. And if you do have any of the apps, take advantage of the features and send us feedback, because, you know, part of the features are calling the voice line straight from it, or emailing, or Twitter, or Facebook. I mean, that stuff's integrated in the app, so take advantage of that. Leave us feedback. Tell us how bad this show was because it was so short, or how much you liked it because it was so short and you didn't have to hear us talk for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, whichever way. But, you know, like I said, Facebook and Twitter, both ways, you can send us feedback. Just search The Geeks FTW. Email us at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. Give us an iTunes review right now. iTunes is being wonky and showing we have zero reviews right now, but it shows that there are 18, but there are zero, and it's weird.
Yeah, it's just not showing us the reviews, and
so
I've heard this is not a new problem. I've heard of this problem before.
Yeah, so if you've left us a review since the last time we gave shoutouts, sorry, we just can't see it. We'll be sure to give it whenever it comes back up. Let's see, Ustream, you know, live Ustream show we do every week. We're switching to Tuesday because it seems like Mondays, there's always problems with Monday. Always problems with Monday. So most likely we'll be, our recordings will be on Wednesday now. Now that we're switching to Tuesday.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But
we say one day and actually the next. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And the voice line, which is 1347 Geek FTW, 1347-433-5389. And we will, you know, if you leave us a voice message or you want to, I guess, send us an email with your audio, with an audio clip of you giving us feedback, you can just, you know, we'll put it on our show and we'll try to play it live. And, you know, if it's a question y'all have for us or something you want to talk to us about or, you know, suggest or whatever, we'll respond, I guess, live on the show.
Yeah, I would love to do listener questions.
Yeah,
I would love it.
We just need questions. Yeah.
Instead of having me coming up with all the questions all the time. Yeah, I want to answer some instead.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And, you know, bonus content, we try to put out good quality bonus content, but this week it was kind of fell short, and I apologize in advance.
Well, short episode here, short bonus. It works out.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it proportion to itself, it's worked out. But normally we have long bonus content. But anyways, shout out, Stuart.
I would like to shout out the three guys in the Ustream, Deshane, Jumani, and Ace Black for a while. Again, shout out to Henry Knox's brother-in-law, Don't Cross the Roads on Xbox Live. And I would like to give a personal shout out to my diet, because I've been on this diet for a week now, and I've already lost 10 pounds.
Did you say a week now?
Yes.
Oh, you gotta tell me what diet is. The diet that is after the show.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now for everybody here. It's called Don't Stuff Your Face.
Ah.
Well, okay. I've been counting cat calories. I have a calorie limit, and I've been counting cat calories, and I've been just trying to stay in within that, and I've already lost 10 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I try to do that, but I end up failing because I like food too much.
Okay. So do I. But, I have an app on my phone, and there's a website. It's called MyFitnessPal, and it's just a calorie counter. You know, it's a bunch of, you know, user created database stuff that has all the nutrition. So you just have to type in what you just ate, and it'll put it into a list of, you know, you have this many calories left for today. You have this many proteins, this many carbs, and it gives you everything.
Hmm. Maybe I need to try that. Alrighty. I really don't have many shout outs. You know, I guess, you know, definitely shout outs to, Henry's brother, you said?
Brother-in-law.
Okay. Cause, you know, I know it's gotta be tough to, you know, leave the country and go over to Iran or Afghanistan or anywhere, really, to do stuff.
The Middle East.
Yeah, the Middle East, especially with crazy times right now, because there's no telling what could happen. So definitely, shout-outs to him. I guess, you know, shout-outs to the people in the chat, of course, Deshane, Ace, and G-Money. I honestly, it's been a slow week for everything. I haven't really done too much. I played mostly Black Ops with a local friend here.
You should jump into Battlefield with me.
Yeah, I'll pass.
$30 on games on demand.
I don't got $3. I've got bills I gotta pay. I'm sticking with what I got, and, you know, I'm not buying anything for a while. Luckily,
I don't blame you.
Luckily, I already have points, so I can get the DLC. For Black Ops, I'm glad I already have the points. But shout outs to Amazon. They've been doing some crazy deals lately. Like, you missed out on one of the crazy deals.
Yes, I did. A $200 PlayStation 3 with, like a 180 hard drive.
160.
I think. 160. Yeah. I missed on that. Apparently, it was only up, like
5 minutes. Yeah.
And I was at lunch.
Yeah.
So I missed it completely.
Definitely crazy. Yeah, I retweeted it hoping you would probably see it, but, you know, who knows, maybe there'll be another deal like that soon, or everyone's speculating a price drop, and, you know, there's rumors of the new PS3 newer one.
Yeah, it's like an eco-friendly PS3,
So maybe the old one will, you know,
gives out less carbon dioxide emissions. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Maybe the old one will drop in price, and unless you care about the environment enough to buy the more expensive one. But yeah, that's, you know, episode 50 hasn't really been anything, you know, spectacular, unfortunately. It's just
it takes less power. Okay.
Okay. So I guess that's good if you're paying your own electricity. But yeah, episode 50, this has been it. And hopefully 51 will be a lot better. Hopefully some exciting things happens, because it's just been a slow summertime lull.
Yeah. I guess it's summer drought of information.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Or at least information that we can discuss at length on.
Yeah. And that's saying something for us. That truly is. But anyways, this has been episode 50 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, and all I have to say is... Okay.
Wow. Instacast is just a podcast manager for iOS. Okay. Never heard of Instacast. But yeah. Okay.
I think you should cut off the audio right there after the fanfare.
The fanfare? What do you mean?
The Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Fanfare.
Yeah.
I think you should just cut it off right there.
Oh, I'm going to.
Okay. Just making sure.
I wasn't gonna.